Welcome to the Real Estate Investor Summit podcast, coming to you straight from the smallest big town in Texas with your host, mentor, and owner financing master, Mitch, a.k.a. Be The Bank Steven. The possibilities of life without a J-O-B start here. So grab your pen and paper and listen up.
Y'all just might figure out how to fail forward to financial freedom.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I want to talk to you today about livecom.com. That's livecomm.com, as in live communications. Now, this is a mass texting platform. It's mass texting done right. It's quick, it's affordable, and it's effective. It hits your customers right between the eyes and for pennies on the dollar. So when you watch the video on the homepage at livecom.com, you're going to learn exactly how I sell 100 houses per year with an average of 9 days on the market. Get that? Only 9 days on the market. I'm selling 100 houses a year. So please check out this incredible tool. It works for almost any business. So go to livecom.com. That's livecomm.com and take advantage of the 30-day free trial offer. That's right. You get 30 days free. You get to check it out, cruise the website, see how it works. Livecom.com, mass texting done right.
Are your payment collections falling further and further behind because you're too nice? Do you dread those collection calls? Is your account analyses being sent out each year? Is record keeping just not your forte? Let MoteNoteServicing.com stand between you and your payers and handle all these issues and more. M-O-A-T, MoteNoteServicing.com, because you should be out making deals.
MoteNoteServicing.com, because you should be out making deals.
This is Mitch, and welcome to the Real Estate Investor Summit podcast. I have Bob LaChance on the line right now, and we're going to be talking about virtual assistants, VAs, and how and when you should consider them helping you. This episode is brought to you by TaxFreeFuture.com. You won't believe what your financial advisors are not telling you. If you do not have a tax-deferred or a tax-free environment which to grow your retirement, you're missing one of the biggest assets you could possibly buy. So please check out TaxFreeFuture.com. There's 37 videos on there. And the most interesting things to me is case studies and shows you how you take little bitty tiny amounts of money and you grow it into really big amounts of money in a short period of time. That's what I'm talking about. TaxFreeFuture.com. All right, Bob, we got all that. We got the bills paid over here now. Tell us a little bit about your background. You have a huge background. I was reading it. So I was hoping like you could pick out the high points, because I was reading your background and you've been around for a long time, probably like 2004. You helped a lot of the famous gurus that we know get along their path to where they are now, as far as sales and seminars and stuff. Very interesting world. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, as you can tell by the gray beard I have, I am not 27 anymore, but I mean, it's pretty interesting. I played professional hockey for 8 years. And after I retired, I got into the investing world. And I met my first mentor back in 2004, which I was lucky to get into. My first deal was a flip, which is a rehab deal. Then I got in the short sale world, so which was pretty interesting. So short sale world is one of the most interesting worlds you want to be in, because you learn a lot about, that's one of the cool things about that. And within that time, I've done over 700 short sale transactions. Like you said, I've helped develop some coaching programs along the way. And during that time, I've actually found with my investing career and all the different students that I've worked with through the years that time was a huge, huge issue within all of our businesses, right? Many investors, as you know, work either part-time or full-time and have the dream of getting into real estate full-time, which means they need someone to help them with tasks. So back in 2013, I got introduced to the world of virtual assistants. It was one of the things in the real estate agent world that was common, but not in the investor world. So the light bulb went on in 2014 that there could be a business there, an industry there. So I tested it for about a year with a separate company that I did not own to make sure the proof of concept worked. I helped them develop a training company. This was out of the Philippines. They handled all the recruiting. I helped create the training program, a month training program for virtual assistants, so they would be very, very equipped with working with real estate investors in the tasks that they needed. Test for a year, test for another year, and then proof of concept worked. So, you know, now we are 4 or 5 years later.
All right. So for those of all that are just listening on the audio podcast there, Bob does have all of his teeth, it seems like. He has all of his teeth. They look pretty good.
This one's fake, though. The front one is fake.
So he's had a little work done, okay? Tough sport, really tough sport. So I get to talk to athletes because they seem to have an inherent stickiness. They don't go away easy, and they get back up, and they usually get back up pretty fast. This business world is not without its lessons, and it's hard lessons. So I'm not surprised when athletes really shine in the entrepreneurial thing. So you've got this subject's huge for me. I have 6 virtual assistants myself. They're all from the Philippines. They do a tremendous amount of work for me, stuff that I'm not going to do. And this is one thing I tell everybody. As the entrepreneur, the owner of the business, you can say that you're going to do these tasks every week, and that'll last as an entrepreneurial, high-strung, AAA. You're going to do it for maybe 10 days. And some of these things are really critical because I find that people say, what's the key to the success? I say massive action, massive consistency. There's little things that have to get done every single day or week or month. And when you miss them, it screws up your pipeline, the pipeline business. So why the Philippines, though? There's India, there's China, there's Russia. You could get VAs from anywhere. Why'd you pick the Philippines?
See, I've tested a lot of different areas, and I found that the Philippines, the English proficiency is excellent. And it's only getting better and better and better. I go there 2-3 times a year and meet with my team, and the proficiency of the individuals, the younger that they get, and they're all college educated who come through my program and actually work for me and work for clients and customers. They all go through college, they all have college degrees, and English is one of their main languages. That's what separates them, in my opinion, from everybody else from India to Russia, et cetera, because the accent's phenomenal.
Well, and that's really, really, really important in some cases. In other cases, it's not so important, right? Do you get a little bit of a discount if they don't speak English that well?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Actually, we break it down. It depends what tasks. I know we'll probably talk about tasks later on, but you have individuals that if you only want admin work done, like social media, right? You don't need someone talking on the phone. They could be way better at admin work rather than accents. But what I'm finding is the individuals that come through our pipeline and how we recruit over there, the accents have been getting better and better and better.
We actually have this poem. I think it's called English is Hard or something. Well, I can hardly read the poem. But you do all that stuff for the person. And I think for a person who's, A, doesn't have the time to train or doesn't want to make the time to train, your business is an excellent business. And let's talk about those tasks. Now, we're going to be giving away a list of the 100 things that VAs can do. Is that what it is? What's the name of the list?
Yeah, 100 plus tasks that virtual assistants can do. And we break it down, whether they're wholesalers, rehabbers, buy and hold, or agents. It's a checklist that you can use because one of the main reasons why we do that is someone asks me, they say, I'm really, really busy. I know I need help. What could a VA do for me? Right? So we send them through that process. So I give them a quick checklist. So when they meet with our team, we walk through that. It's almost like a consultation on how a VA can best use, how they could be best using their business.
So I want everyone to go to reinvestorsummit.com/VA help. That's V as in virtual, A as in assistant, help, H-E-L-P. So reinvestorsummit.com/VA help and get you 100 plus things a VA can do. It's a free list. And I got to tell you, it's hard to think sometimes. You think, I want a VA, and then you think about getting one, and you think, well, what am I going to have them do? And it's amazing. You have all this stuff they can do, and you get stymied. So this is going to be a great list, and especially if you break it down by different strategies. If you're a wholesale flipper or a rehabber or whatever, that's interesting to see what the differences would be in the task. Let's just pick some of the top tasks, the easy ones. What do you got for them?
So it all depends. You know, well, like I always say, it all depends on, I always break it down to what is your biggest pain point in your business, right? If you're a rehab, if you're a wholesaler, if you're a buy and hold special, if you own a property management company, Airbnb, whatever it is, we all have pain points in our business. And I'll tell you a little bit about some pain points in my business. I don't know what quote it is, but I wrote it down before getting on. I think it was episode 275 of your episode. And it was, I could be wrong on the number of the episode. However, one of the quotes you said, the best service providers out there are the ones that actually do the business and use their own service. I can't remember which one you said it on, but
my,
you remember that one?
Yeah. I mean, makes perfect sense, right? Like, I have private investors that loan me money to buy my houses. You know, one of the first things I point out to them is I have hundreds of thousands of dollars in this exact thing that I'm asking you to put it in. So I'm using it. I'm in it up to here. You know what I mean? I believe in it.
So the anchor back to your question of top tasks. So out of my office, in the majority of the clients that come through us, we look at two different types of virtual assistants. One are individuals who actually are better on the phone. So you break up into phone virtual assistants and admin virtual assistants. So the top ones are, especially out of my office, are the VAs that actually run outbound dialing to gauge seller motivation. That's a huge one.
Can I chime in there? That's what I use. That's what I've got. We have a phone room going out to the tax delinquents and all the other lists that we find in the courthouse. We have them to just find out, A, is this number connecting to anybody relevant to what I'm trying to get done? B, will they answer the phone? C, are they the guy that I'm looking for, the owner? D, do they want to talk? If all those happen, they're getting turned over right now to my closer. So even if they're not a sharp negotiator, I'm using them to call out these hundreds of phone numbers that don't meet the standard. Well, in about 200 a day, we're going through 800 people strategically. And the new trend, which I'm sure you're very well aware of, is we don't mail postcards to these people anymore. We just call them. When you look at the cost of a VA compared to the cost of a mailing and the different level of effectiveness, one's very personal, one's very impersonal. It makes perfect sense. And then we start mailing postcards to the ones that have acknowledged they want to talk. We use that as our additional touches. I think that was a not so obvious shift in the business, but it's been a definite shift. Have you noticed that?
Oh, absolutely. And to add to that too, there's a great follow-up to add to exactly what you did. I mean, the reason why I started doing that when I first started business, door knocked for about a year straight. So I went from 9 a.m. or 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. every single day. When I would get home, I would see some vacant houses. I would get those skip traced. I would run comps and I would outbound dial. Now, after you do that for a while, you just want to, you're dead tired, right? And that's one of the things that you're doing well. You're the business owner and you're not hammering the phones. That just drains you, right? You have a virtual assistant do that for you.
Just so you may not be that familiar with my organization, and I wouldn't expect you to be, but I bought 97 houses last year. I average about 100 houses a year for 22 years running. I've bought right at 2,000 houses since 1996 in my hometown or surrounding counties, you know, somewhere close. Now, that's neither here nor there. I'm sure right down the street is someone who could wallpaper their house with the amount of contracts I've done. The point is that that's still a lot of houses. And how that happens is I have like four or five acquisition streams, depending on left yet or not, because not everybody stays for the longest amount of time. It takes a while to find the guys that stick for years. But I open up lanes. One is, if someone's going to be property tax delinquencies, then no one else in my organization deals with that. They got to leave that alone. It's already taken. So one of them is a guy that came in to work for us, making a pretty decent living, but he was in the credit card collections for 10 years. He was real good at it.
That's a pearl right there. That's a pearl.
Right, for 10 years, okay? And then he was actually running the phone room where these credit card debt collectors would call out. And he called and says, I'm ready to do something new and I've got to do something to build a future. He says, can you got any place? And my partner, let's try it out. He did really well on his own. And once he figured out how to sell it on his own, then he says, what I really want to do is open up a phone room. Can I open up a phone room and get people to bring more leads to me through me?